For anyone who lives and breathes the digital world, I mean, the feeling is undeniable, isn't it? The internet isn't just evolving. It feels like it's undergoing a tectonic shift.
Yeah, it really does.
We're not just seeing new features. We're witnessing a complete reimagining of what a website is, especially looking ahead to, say, 2030.
Exactly.
So today, we're taking a deep dive into that very transformation. The future of website engagement, where your online destinations, well, they'll function less like static brochures.
Right, like digital leaflets.
And much more like intelligent, task-capable assistants.
That's absolutely right. And our mission for this deep dive is really to explore how AI will fundamentally redefine your online experience and significantly impact business outcomes, too. We're drawing directly from some fascinating insights in our source material here.
Okay.
The core idea, I think, is a powerful one. Successful websites are shifting from a pull model, you know, where you have to hunt for information.
Right, you do the work.
To more of a push model, where the site proactively anticipates and even completes tasks for you. It's about shifting that burden of effort entirely onto the digital assistant.
And our sources, they seem to highlight four really critical pillars underpinning this revolution. First, it's about task completion, replacing mere page navigation. You'll expect the site to, well, do it for me, not just show me how.
That's a big one.
Second, multimodal interactions becoming standard, meaning, you know, seamless conversations using voice, images, and text.
All converging, yeah.
Third, a major evolution of identity and trust systems, things like passkeys and much more transparent consent.
Crucial.
And finally, AI-powered search, totally reshaping discovery through semantic understanding and those direct AI-generated answers.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's unpack this and see what this future really looks like for you.
Let's do it.
So let's jump right into that first seismic shift. The new user expectation, I mean, we've all felt it, right?
Definitely.
When you land on a website now, you rarely want to just sort of browse aimlessly anymore. You usually have a specific goal, a task you need to complete.
Exactly. And this isn't just like a minor trend. It's a fundamental shift from browsing to outcomes. Users arrive with specific intent. Plan an event, compare some products, get a support issue resolved now.
Instantly, yeah.
The expectation is task completion, not just endless exploration. And, you know, the Microsoft research cited in our source, it reveals that a staggering 58% of users now expect immediate personalized responses when they interact online.
58%, wow.
Yeah. And this directness, it isn't just a nice to have. Shopify's 2024 Commerce Trends report found conversion rates increased by 23% when sites really streamline that path from intent to action.
So it pays off.
Big time. You want curated recommendations? Fast. You don't want to click through 10 product pages?
No, absolutely not. And it's not just what we want, but how we want to interact to get it right.
Yeah.
Which brings us to this idea of multimodal expectations, this growing comfort, I guess, with speaking to our devices or using an image to search for something.
Think about it. How many of us use voice assistants like Siri or Google Lens, you know, in our daily lives?
All the time.
Right. And OpenAI's research clearly shows that these multimodal interactions, like using your voice or uploading an image, they actually improve task completion rates by a remarkable 34% compared to just typing text.
34% better.
Yeah. The implication is huge. Smart organizations are actively building websites capable of processing all these different input types, voice, image, text seamlessly, while, and this is key, still maintaining lightning fast performance.
Okay, the performance piece is still critical then. So with all these sophisticated interactions, we're still, many of us, grappling with that password fatigue, you know? Our sources talk about a strong move towards low friction identity. What does that look like in practice, especially for those of us just tired of endless passwords?
Oh, that fatigue is definitely driving adoption of things like passkeys and biometric authentication, like using your face or fingerprint.
Right.
WordPress.com, for example, they report that sites using passwordless login, see, get this, 67% faster user onboarding.
With D7.
And a significant 45% reduction in support tickets related to account access. It's just smoother and, importantly, inherently more secure because you're removing those vulnerable passwords entirely.
Makes sense. And as we interact more and maybe share more data for these personalized experiences, the idea of a higher bar for privacy isn't just a legal checkbox anymore, is it?
Not at all. It's baseline expectation. Users aren't just expecting transparency about how their data is collected and used, they're practically demanding it.
Right.
Clear, easily understood privacy controls. They're no longer just about compliance, they're actually becoming a significant competitive advantage. What's truly fascinating here, I think, is how the successful sites are balancing the powerful benefits of personalization with giving you, the user, clear, granular control over your information.
It's a delicate dance.
It is, but trust is absolutely the currency here.
So, okay, if we're moving away from clicking through pages and towards outcomes and this embedded intelligence, what does this all mean for how websites actually look and feel to you? How are we going to navigate this new digital landscape?
Yeah, the interfaces are evolving dramatically beyond, the traditional navigation menus. We're going to see more conversational entry points.
Okay, what are those
Well,
exactly?
these aren't those generic, how can I help you, pop-up chatbots we all ignore.
Right, the annoying ones.
Exactly. There'll be specific intelligent task starters like plan your consultation, or compare service packages, or maybe get your website audit. The goal is immediate, actionable outputs.
So things happen straight away.
Yes. Instant appointment bookings. Customized quotes popping up, precise product recommendations, all seamlessly integrated into the site's design, not tacked on.
I love that idea of direct action. Just get right to it. And our source mentioned something called command bar navigation, like hitting command K or control K on your keyboard. How does that fit in?
Ah, yeah, the command bar. That's essentially a universal search function that cuts across all the site's content and its actions.
So search plus doing things.
Precisely. Imagine being able to quickly jump to any page, start common tasks like new invoice or contact support, or find specific info without ever touching a menu. It significantly reduces what our source calls pogo sticking, that frustrating
Yeah, back and forth, back and forth.
bouncing between pages trying to find one thing. It kills that.
Right.
It's particularly effective, they note, for service-based businesses with maybe complex offerings where you'd normally have to dig deep through layers of navigation.
I think I just spent 15 minutes trying to fill out a warranty claim online the other day, and I nearly gave up. It felt like I was writing a novel.
Ugh, yeah, we've all been there.
So these guided flows you mentioned sound like a godsend. How do they transform that kind of painful experience?
They really are. Think of them as multi-step wizards that replace those intimidating, overwhelming contact forms. They provide immediate value, maybe an estimate or a personalized recommendation, while capturing your information gradually, step by step.
Bit by bit, less daunting.
Exactly. And the best implementations even include things like auto-save functionality, clear progress bars so you know where you are, and even resume later options. It respects your time and makes the whole process far less daunting, meaning you're far more likely to actually complete it.
Okay, that makes sense. Our source has this really compelling visual contrasting a, let's say, traditional 2024 website with an AI-powered one in 2030. Can you sort of paint that picture for us? Contrast the user experience.
Absolutely. Think about the friction of a typical 2024 website visit, right? You're navigating endless menus, maybe doing that pogo sticking we talked about,
Trying to find the contact page.
trying to find contact info, then filling out some generic form, and then just waiting for a call back. That journey typically results in, say, five or more page views, takes 3 to 5 minutes minimum, and often, honestly, has a pretty low conversion rate.
Yeah, you might just give up.
Right. Now imagine the AI-powered assistant of 2030 described in the source. You arrive, state your need, maybe verbally, maybe typing website redesign for a small cafe. The assistant immediately analyzes your requirements, maybe asks a clarifying question or two, shows relevant portfolio examples, provides an instant quote estimate right there,
Wow.
and can even schedule a consultation automatically based on real-time availability. The result: one seamless interaction, maybe 30 seconds total, and a high-quality, pre-qualified lead for the business.
That is a complete game changer.
Absolutely. In terms of user effort and business efficiency.
That's a huge leap in efficiency. Now, when people hear AI on a website, I think many immediately think of the old, often clunky, maybe script-based chatbots.
Yeah, the ones that just say, I don't understand.
Exactly. What makes these new AI agents fundamentally different?
That's such a crucial distinction, and maybe a myth we need to bust right here. Traditional chatbots, they basically followed scripts. They primarily provided information, maybe answered FAQs from a list.
Like an interactive pamphlet.
Exactly, a digital pamphlet. Modern AI agents, however, perform actions. They can actually fill out forms on your behalf, query live inventory systems, schedule appointments in the calendar, and even initiate checkout processes. This transforms websites from just information sources into actual dynamic transaction platforms.
Okay, so they do things.
They do things. And our source highlights Perplexity AI's enterprise research, which found that these task-capable agents improve lead qualification efficiency by, wait for it, 340%.
340%.
Hell.
Compared to just a form.
Compared to traditional contact forms. That's not just a slightly better chatbot. That's a completely new paradigm for interaction.
So these agents aren't just talking at you. They're working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if we revisit our earlier point about multimodal interactions, voice, images, how do these advanced agents handle that? How does processing voice or images kind of supercharge their capabilities?
Well, it creates an incredibly rich and intuitive interaction. These advanced agents, yes, they process voice input, but they can also analyze uploaded images. For instance, maybe you photograph a room needing interior design.
Okay.
The agent could potentially analyze that image and instantly provide consultation options or furniture recommendations based on the style, size, lighting, whatever it sees.
That's pretty cool.
Right. They can also leverage location data to provide highly contextual responses. And all of this complexity produces structured outputs like service bundles tailored to you or timeline estimates, guiding you directly toward a business outcome without needing you to translate everything into perfect text prompts.
If a business is listening to this and thinking, okay, I want some of that, where do they even start? What's the sort of pragmatic approach?
Yeah, good question. The advice from the source is clear. Begin with specific high-impact use cases. Don't try to boil the ocean.
Right.
Think lead qualification, maybe consultation scheduling, or guided product selection for complex items. The key is that these AI-powered capabilities work best when they're deeply integrated with existing business processes, not just bolted on as a shiny new feature.
Need to connect to the back end.
Exactly. And crucially, successful implementations always include clear escalation paths to human agents. So if you hit a wall or just want to talk to a person,
you can get to one easily.
You can get to one easily. And importantly, that human agent gets the full conversation context, so you don't have to repeat yourself. That seamless handoff is vital for preventing frustration.
Oh, definitely. So with all this talk of AI doing things and understanding us, it's natural to wonder how content creation itself and how you even discover information will fundamentally change.
Yeah, it's a massive shift for anyone managing content. It's moving beyond just creating readable pages to actively building what the source calls structured information architecture.
Structured information architecture. Okay.
This means actively using things like schema.org markup to organize your content really clearly behind the scenes. Things we already have, like comprehensive FAQ sections, detailed comparison tables, step-by-step guides. They aren't just for humans anymore.
The AI needs them too.
Precisely. They provide the structured data that AI agents and search engines need to pull out and give accurate, direct responses. Squarespace's 2024 analysis, cited here, showed that sites with proper structured data see a 28% better performance in those AI-generated search results.
28% just from structuring it better. And it sounds like search itself is going to look very different with AI answers taking priority. What does that mean for brands trying to get found?
It means search engines like Google or Bing are increasingly providing direct summarized answers right at the very top of the results page. Sometimes you don't even need to click through to a website anymore.
You get the answer right there.
Exactly. Which makes being cited as an authoritative source in those AI-generated responses incredibly crucial for maintaining your visibility online. So content design for this new reality needs clear structure, yes, but also an authoritative perspective and easily quotable insights.
So you have to write to be quoted by an AI.
In a way, yes. If we connect this to the bigger picture, your SEO strategies have to adapt. They need to support both traditional search rankings and getting included in those coveted AI answers. It's a dual focus now.
Okay, so it's not just about keywords anymore, but understanding what you're really looking for. That's where this semantic site search comes in. Is that right?
Precisely. Your own website search function needs to get smarter. It needs to understand user intent beyond just simple keyword matching. Well, it means recognizing natural language queries, like, say, budget-friendly sofa options for small apartments, and returning truly relevant results based on that deeper semantic understanding, rather than just matching the words sofa or budget. It makes the search experience far more intuitive and, frankly, more effective for the user.
Much better results. And to be that authoritative source, the one that gets quoted by AI, These brand authority signals must be more important than ever before.
They absolutely are. EEA2 experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. Remember those Google guidelines? They gain even more significance. AI systems are actively evaluating content credibility more deeply now, looking at things like robust author profiles, citations of original research, demonstrated industry expertise. Building and clearly signaling this authority is critical if you want your content to be trusted and cited by AI.
Okay, moving on to another really critical aspect here. Trust, privacy, and identity. In this new AI-driven landscape, how do we continue to foster user trust when interactions are becoming so much more sophisticated, maybe even intimate?
Yeah, user trust really hinges on two main things: transparent data practices and frictionless security. Passkey implementation is a huge part of the security side.
Getting rid of passwords.
Exactly. Eliminating that password friction while dramatically improving security. Organizations implementing passkeys, according to the source, report 73% faster login completion.
Wow.
And significantly reduced account recovery requests. It's just a better experience and more secure. A real win-win.
And what about managing all the data we might be sharing for these personalized AI experiences? How does transparent consent management play into this?
It's absolutely key. Clear privacy controls, written in plain language, not legalese, are fundamental to building user confidence.
Making it easy to understand.
Yes. Effective implementations offer you granular choices. Things like, remember my preferences, or use my data for this specific task only, or maybe even an anonymous browsing mode. It's about giving you control and making the value exchange for your data totally transparent and understandable.
So rather than just grabbing everything possible, it's a more mindful first-party data strategy.
Exactly. Successful organizations, the ones building trust, capture only the necessary information for the task at hand and always provide a clear value exchange. You, as a user, are far more willing to share your preferences when you receive genuinely personalized recommendations or customized service options that clearly benefit you.
It builds loyalty.
It absolutely builds loyalty.
Okay, so in this world of rapid AI innovation, with all these new capabilities emerging constantly, are we in danger of forgetting the basics? What foundational elements still matter? What isn't going to change?
That's a fantastic question, because technical excellence remains absolutely fundamental, non-negotiable. We're talking about things like Core Web Vitals standards.
Right, the Google metrics.
Exactly. Things like largest contentful paint, LCP, yeah. Interaction to next paint, INP, and cumulative layout shift, CLS. These aren't just arbitrary numbers for developers. They are direct indicators of how quickly your main content loads.
How fast it feels.
How responsive your site feels when you click or tap, and how stable the layout is while it's loading. These benchmarks directly impact both your user experience and your search rankings. You know, your LCP should ideally be under 2.5 seconds, IMP under 200 milliseconds. If these basics aren't solid,
the fancy AI won't help.
No amount of fancy AI can rescue a bad, slow user experience.
And things like universal design principles are still essential too, right? Yeah. Making sure sites are accessible to everyone, not just a sort of technical afterthought.
Critically important, yes. Accessibility features robust keyboard navigation, good color contrast, descriptive alt text for images. They don't just ensure compliance with regulations. They genuinely benefit all users across different interaction methods, different devices, different abilities. It makes the site inherently more usable and inclusive for everyone. It's just good design, period.
That makes sense. And what if, say, an advanced AI feature glitches or is slow to load? Does the whole website just grind to a halt?
Ah, that's where having a resilient architecture comes in, often using principles like progressive enhancement. It basically ensures that the core functionality, you know, essential things like submitting a form, completing a checkout, finding contact methods, continues to work seamlessly, even if more advanced features like JavaScript bells and whistles or the AI agents themselves happen to fail or load slowly.
So there's a fallback.
Exactly. The fundamental experience remains solid, providing a graceful fallback. You can still get done what you need to get done.
Okay, so with all these really dramatic shifts in how we interact, how websites work, how do we even measure success anymore? Traditional metrics like page views seem, well, they seem pretty outdated now.
They definitely are less relevant on their own. We absolutely need updated KPI frameworks. Yeah. The focus is shifting profoundly away from just eyeballs on pages towards metrics like task completion rates.
Did the user achieve their goal?
Exactly. Lead quality scores. How good was the lead the AI generated? An assisted conversion attribution, how much did the AI help in the final sale? Organizations need specific metrics for tracking AI agent interactions, completion rates for those guided flows we talked about, and crucially, user satisfaction with the automated assistants. It's really all about outcomes now, not just traffic.
How do you actually track these new types of interactions, though? They feel a bit more, shall we say, nebulous than just a click from page A to page B.
Yeah, it requires a more sophisticated event tracking strategy. This means logging specific events like when an assistant is launched, whether it successfully recognized the user's intent, whether a task was successfully completed by the AI, any handoffs to human agents, and then tying all that back to the ultimate conversion outcomes that were directly influenced by those AI interactions.
So much more granular data.
Much more granular data, yeah. All this data is crucial for continuously optimizing both the AI's capabilities and the overall user experience design based on what's actually working.
Our source material has this really insightful comparison table, KPIs, traditional versus AI-enhanced metrics. Looking at that, what are the standout improvements we're seeing reported from these new AI-enhanced models?
Oh, the improvements highlighted are nothing short of transformative, really. AI-enhanced websites are delivering measurable boosts across absolutely critical business metrics. We're talking, according to the source, about a potential 278% conversion rate increase.
178?
Yeah. A 73% reduction in support tickets, presumably because the AI handles many routine queries effectively. 31% faster task completion for users on average.
Saving people time.
And a remarkably high average user satisfaction score of 4.6 out of 5 for these AI interactions. These aren't just incremental improvements. They genuinely represent a fundamental shift in both business efficiency and user satisfaction.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly exciting, almost revolutionary.
Yeah.
But, you know, as with any major tech shift, there are always potential pitfalls or maybe common myths that pop up. What should we, or businesses listening, be aware of as this future unfolds?
Yeah, it's crucial to address those concerns head on. One common myth, the source mentions, is that chatbots already failed, so these AI agents won't succeed either.
I've heard that one.
Right. But the reality is that modern AI agents, as we've discussed, perform actual tasks, scheduling things, processing orders, integrating with systems, not just spitting out scripted answers. This fundamental capability difference is what drives those dramatically improved user outcomes. It's really a whole new ballgame compared to the chatbots of 5 years ago.
Okay, different technology, different results. What about the risk of over-personalization creating privacy concerns? That feels like a natural tension, doesn't it?
It absolutely is, and it's a very valid concern. The mitigation here, as highlighted, has to be those clear, transparent consent mechanisms we talked about and ensuring there's a genuine, easily understood value exchange for any data sharing. Users need to feel in control and understand exactly how personalization truly benefits them. If it feels creepy, you've gone too far.
Right. And the dreaded vendor lock-in with AI platforms. Businesses always worry about getting stuck with one provider.
Absolutely. Flexibility is key. The mitigation suggested for that is to prioritize using API-first integrations wherever possible, ensure you have ways to export conversation logs and data, and build with modular front-end architectures. This gives you the flexibility and control to swap out components or platforms down the line if needed without rebuilding everything.
Good advice. Finally, what about performance degradation from AI features? Could all this advanced tech actually slow websites down, becoming kind of self-defeating?
It's a definite risk if not managed carefully. The mitigation involves setting strict performance budgets from the outset, implementing continuous monitoring of speed and responsiveness, and always having those graceful fallback options we discussed. You absolutely must design for speed and responsiveness from the ground up, even when layering in complex AI features, to ensure a smooth, positive user experience. Performance can't be an afterthought.
So wrapping this up, what does all of this mean for you as a listener, whether you're someone building websites or just someone using them every day? It feels like this shift from page-based navigation to outcome-driven assistance is arguably the biggest change in web design since, maybe, mobile optimization fundamentally reshaped how we build for screens.
I think that's a fair comparison, yeah.
And the takeaway seems clear. Organizations that start adapting now aren't just staying current. They're positioning themselves to gain a real, tangible market advantage in the coming years.
Precisely. And our source provides some concrete, immediate action steps you can think about. First, really assess your current capabilities. Take an honest look at your website's readiness for conversational interfaces, and AI integration is the foundation there.
Step one, reality check.
Right. Second, identify high-impact use cases. Don't try to automate everything. Focus on those specific tasks where AI assistants can provide clear, measurable user value and business ROI.
Start small, prove value.
Exactly. And third, plan your technical foundation. Ensure your website architecture can truly support these advanced features down the road while maintaining that crucial performance and resilience. This really raises an important question for you, the listener, to consider.
Yeah, maybe consider just one area of your online interactions today where you found yourself wishing a website could just do it for you. You know, where you didn't want to click five times or fill out that tedious form you hated. That feeling of frustration, that desire for instant assistance, that's really the core driving force behind this entire transformation we've been discussing. And it seems like it's coming faster than many of us might think.
I agree. The future truly belongs to websites that can master this blend of, yes, award-winning design and aesthetics, but combined with truly intelligent, task-completing functionality. Understanding these trends now isn't just insightful. It feels essential for navigating this accelerated transformation towards 2030 and for ensuring your digital experiences, whether you build them or use them, are really at the forefront.